The greatest debates, which I will settle for everybody right now, is whether it's a potato cake or a scallop. It's actually a scallop. And joining us to talk about it and be a part of the debate today is food technologist and founder of the Why Meat Company, Emma White. Emma, how are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Do you call it a potato cake or a scallop?
Down here in Victoria, we call it a potato cake.
Why is everybody wrong about it down there? What's going on? How have you guys not been corrected before now?
Because there hasn't been anything out there yet to date to be corrected by, I suppose.
Fair enough. So today we're going to have a little chat about the humble spud, which is a very popular product in this day and age, and a good alternative, it would seem.
Yeah, the potato is a very versatile ingredient that can be used in numerous applications.
What sort of applications are we talking about?
Potato salad, iconic potato mashes, your Hasselback potatoes, even your roast potatoes. And, yeah, you could use now we have mini potato cakes out there on the coal shelves, which can be used as nachos instead of corn chips.
So, Emma, you're the founder of the Why Meat Company. What is the Why Meat Company?
Yeah, the Why Meat Company is an Australian-owned and born-bred manufacturing business that actually has brought out plant-based alternatives that use the traditional meat pie, sausage roll and mini potato cake and turned it up on its head.
When you say turn it on its head, what do you mean?
So we've actually made your sausage roll and your party pie into plant-based versions so that the vegans can enjoy that delicacy that they've been missing for many years.
That's a great alternative. I mean, I was only just talking the other day about there are some extreme versions of meat which have probably landed us in a pandemic over the last few years, but nobody has ever got any sort of strange bacterial or dangerous disease just by eating the humble spud.
No. I think the spud, well, it's massively grown here in Australia, and, yeah, I think the resilience of the spud and the ease of it, growing it in today's environment, it's very difficult for those guys at the moment. But, the shortness of the incubation time in the ground makes it an easy and alternate and staple in everyone's fridges or in the pantry.
I've got to say my all-time favourite version of a cooked potato is probably roast potatoes. What's your best choice?
Yeah, I can't go past a roast potato. I think the roast potato is crispy on the outside and nice and moist in the middle. And I think, yeah, the potato cake, I've grown up on potato cakes in that local, you know, fish and chip shop and also in just the local milk bar, which non-exists anymore. And consuming that either for breakfast, lunch or dinner. And I think that's the versatility of the potato as well.
I can think of a couple of great places around the Upper Hunter where you can find some fantastic scallops that you would enjoy just as much.
Whether you call them potato cakes or scallops, it's a personal choice, and I think it just depends on where you live within Australia.
Exactly, and they're just as tasty. If we wanted to find out any more, where should we go to check out?
Going to your local supermarket and supporting, obviously, Australian manufacturing and the growers out there because they're having massive difficulties. Also looking at the packs of where products are coming from. I think if we can support local manufacturing, it's going to support the economy here in Australia and keep it strong.
Emma White from the Why Meat Company, thank you very much for joining us to have a chat about the spud today.
Thanks for having me.